This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. The prestigious Sundance Film Festival is coming to Boulder. The city made the shortlist last year along with Cincinnati and Salt Lake City. Now, it's been hosted in Park City, Utah since its inception in the 1970s, but organizers announced just moments ago that Boulder's equity values, infrastructure, and ability to host future generations of filmmakers were best suited for the festival needs. The event will involve multiple venues, including Red Rocks. Sundance will officially make the move to Colorado in 2027. Colorado is losing $250 million in federal funding for health services. The money was part of the pandemic-era American Rescue Plan, but the White House ended the grants this week. The loss of funds will affect 60 programs, including those for mental health and childhood vaccines. State Representative Emily Sirota believes those federal cuts are just the beginning.
We're still in the early stages of the cuts to programs and services that are provided in the state of Colorado due to these cuts in federal funds.
The funding was meant to last through September, but in a recent notice, the federal government said that because the COVID crisis was over, it would end the funding now. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett says cuts at the Department of Education miss an opportunity to improve American schools. He was previously superintendent of Denver Public Schools.
We should be fighting to make sure that we pull our K-12 education system out of the 19th century and into the 21st century. But I don't think that's what Doge and Trump and Elon Musk have in their mind. I think it's just wanton destruction.
It comes as President Trump works to dissolve the U.S. Department of Education. A potential for record heat in the metro today with highs cresting in the upper 70s. Colorado Springs also warm. This is CPR News and KRCC.